Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Garwin Lenander going solo today. I'm going to give the phone number before Bob gets his stick out and yes. Start beating on me. 651-436-3997. And I'll do it again later, Bob, so yeah. you can relax.
You take all my pleasure away from me.
I know. And he's so mean about it, too. Yes. Couple of things we're going to talk about today. I've taken a couple of phone calls or questions that have come up, and I've parlayed this into a thing of discussion today. As you know, I do a lot of index annuities. I like index annuities. I think they're very, very good. The question always comes up when you get telling somebody about index annuities, and I say, and the big statement there is, you will never lose principal. The blank look comes on their face. They kind of glaze over and say, yeah, that can't happen. Yes, it can happen. It is absolutely designed to never lose principal. And at the end of the year or the end of the 2 years, whichever kind of a contract you've got, when they do the new accumulation and they add up whatever interest you've earned, that is your new principal. And you will never lose that. And that is very, very important. Now, as I'm preparing this today to talk, I got a phone call from Florida and on Friday afternoon, and he said he wanted to take some money out of his index annuities. Well, I had to pull a file because I don't remember what the people have. He had bought two IRA transfers and some plain money. Of course, because he's in his 70s, he had to be taking his RMDs, required minimum distribution. But he wanted to buy a new car, and he said, Gar, can I take some money out? I said, it's your money. You know, you take whatever you want out. So he was going to pull enough money out. But here's where I'm going. His comment to me was, you know, when you sold me those index annuities, I wasn't sure that I did the right thing. But, you know, I am so happy you convinced us to put the money in the index annuities, and we've been very, very happy. I said, well, I appreciate that. I wish I could parlay that into talking to somebody else, but he's in Florida now and didn't do me much good as a referral. But anyway, index annuities are very good, and they protect your principal at all times. They also have some guarantees, and the key that what most important thing with index annuities is they can provide a lifetime income. And that's probably the other big thing. Is most people do not have the ability to make a lifetime income. You're going to get Social Security. That's a lifetime income. It functions just like Social Security in terms of a lifetime income. But you can take a sum of money, whether it's IRA money or just plain old money that you squirreled away, and you can guarantee down the road that it's going to provide an income for you forever. Now, one of the questions always comes up, well, gee, they have surrender charges. Yes, they do have surrender charges. And if you have a little bit of money that you want to think about for an index annuity, but you need it for a new roof for the house or whatever, don't put it in an index annuity. An index annuity is designed for deferral, to let it grow. Taxes are all deferred, and then hopefully it's provide you a lifetime income. Question, Bob.
What's a surrender charge? Is that something where you get penalized for pulling out or something?
Yes. If you take more than 10% out, okay, then they will charge you a penalty for that. Just like a CD. You know, CDs mm-hmm. say, well, you have a surrender charge. Same thing with index annuities.
All right.
Or variables or fixed. I mean, they all have a surrender charge. That's the way the company is able to recover their money, and that's the way that companies are able to guarantee that you'll never have a loss of principal.
I wonder if it'd be almost advantageous to borrow some money and leave the money in there if you had.
It might be. Mm-hmm. Many times I've surrendered. I've suggested that mm-hmm. because a crisis struck after putting money in index annuity. Uh-huh. Is there any other way you can do it without – you don't want to get spanked is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now, I have a little suggestion. if you have money that you're thinking about, gee, would an index annuity be good for me? I have some books at home that I bought. I paid for them. If you want one, I will send you one. There's no string attached. Obviously, after reading the book, and you say, gee, I'd like to talk real serious about an index annuity for me, myself, my family, I would hope you'd call me, but you're not required to. But this book gives you a real insight on how index annuities function. And this was done by a guy out of Chicago who does tremendous numbers in index annuities.
Are they pretty easy to read books?
They're pretty easy. They got pictures too, mm-hmm. Bob.
Okay. I need those.
But it's a very good book. And if you're interested, I will send one to you. I have a limited number of them, but I would be delighted to send them to you. If you want one, give me a call at 651-436-3997. And I will put it in the mail. And like I said, there's no strings attached. You can keep it. It's yours to keep.
And remember, if you don't get that number, call us here Monday through Friday. Don't call on the weekends, but call Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and we'll hook you up with Garwin and Leanne.
Okay. Second thing we're going to talk about today. Bob, do you have any questions on the index annuity at all off the top of your head?
Is there a minimum?
Some companies have $5,000, $10,000.
Okay.
It's not going to provide you much of an income at $5,000 or $10,000,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, you can get started. I would suggest people who should not really think about an index annuity unless they're 50 years old.
Okay. You also explained to me in one of these programs about how it works that you don't lose principal.
What they do is they buy calls. You've heard of puts and calls. Mm-hmm. Many people have not, but puts and calls. They buy calls, which is you're purchasing a number in the future, you think the market's going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
And if the market goes up, they institute that call, and that's what you get with the growth.
Okay.
If the market goes down, they throw their calls away.
But you don't lose anything.
But you don't lose anything. Mm-hmm. They take a little bit of your money to buy the calls, what they do.
I could see where people would think that this sounds too good to be true.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I constantly get that. Mm-hmm. No, are you really sure?
Uh-huh.
And it's worked. And I've got millions of people's money, and I've had no one ever complain because it does what it says.
Mm-hmm.
Even one of my good friends who I conned into putting in
yes.
$5,000,
uh-huh.
and he said to me one day, he said, you know what? You were right. It does work. It is working.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not getting rich on $5,000,
mm-hmm.
but
it's something.
It works.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the long-term care. I've got a lot of clients who have long-term care policies, and they've had them for 12, 15, 17 years. And now, all of a sudden, some of the companies are raising their premiums. And I had two this week who I had to work with, a couple and a single lady. And what we did was we sat down and we talked about them. And they were given some options by the companies. And in both cases, I said, drop your cost of living rider. Both of them had gone from $100 a day to $175 or $178 a day. And I said, with your age, that's probably going to be enough. And by cutting the cost of living rider, cost of living is about half the premium.
Hmm.
They were able to make it palatable because they were going to get hit with huge rate increases. And if you get one of those statements and you can't find an agent, give me a call. I'd be delighted to go through it with you. And many times, dropping the cost of living is a simple way to say, okay, now I can pay the premiums and I'm set. I'm good.
Is there any what do you do for if you are paying into one of those for 10 years and then it gets too expensive. Do you have anything after that 10 years?
You could. There is a rider called the non-forfeiture rider. Couldn't think for the moment. If you have that rider on,
uh-huh.
then they will take that chunk of money and they'll buy you a paid-up policy for 4 years, 6 days, and 15 minutes. You know, uh-huh. what I'm saying. But most policies do not have the non-forfeiture rider on it.
You have to ask for that or something?
You have to ask for it, and I've never sold it.
Okay.
I don't think it's a particularly good deal.
Okay.
I'd rather you buy smaller to make sure you don't have that problem.
Okay.
But, yes, some policies do have a non-forfeiture rider available.
I could see where some people might be a little hesitant because they think, you know, if I do buy it, and then what if I need the money someday or whatever?
Right, and that's it. Now, there's the solution to that is don't buy a traditional long-term care policy. Buy one with a long-term care rider on a life insurance and or on an annuity because there you're guaranteed to be able to get at your money.
Okay.
So, but the problem with the life insurance has been it was always a single premium. Now they have said, oh, well, we're not getting that block of premium we should be getting. So if you want to do a 10-pay or a 5-pay or a 1-pay, we'll let you do it. So there are ways of skinning that cat now that you couldn't do even a couple years ago.
Yeah, well, it's probably comforting for people to know that there are solutions.
There are some solutions. If people are interested and they do have some money and they want to protect for their family, there are some solutions. Let me talk a couple. I've got a couple more minutes, and I just want to talk about riders. Obviously, the cost of living adjustment is very important because that increases your benefit that's going to be paid out. Now, that's not so important on the life and annuity life and annuity policy, but on the traditional policy, it's very important. All policies of traditional have waiver premium built into it. And waiver premium says that once you are disabled and are drawing a benefit, their premiums are waived. But I like one of the companies that I use has double waiver that says if Papa has a stroke and he start drawing benefits, his premiums are waived and Mama's are waived at the same time. And it's not very expensive. Hmm. And I think it's a great deal. You have shared care, which I don't really care for. I know a lot of people. That's what all they sell. Shared care says if Papa has a crisis and he's drawing a benefit and he uses his benefit up, he can use Mama's up. But that leaves Mama naked. And I don't really like that because Mama needed it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, many companies will allow her to buy some more, guaranteed. But Jiminy, when now she's 87 years old and needs to buy long-term care insurance, she can't afford it.
Right. Yeah.
And so that's why I'm not big on shared care. And there's a couple other ones. Security, that is a rider. It's available for somebody who is uninsurable. I buy a long-term care policy, and Leanne is uninsurable. I can get her covered, so that when I am drawing a benefit and she needs care, they'll take care of her too. So it's not the best solution, but it is something. So let's take a quick summary. Index annuities are great, and they provide income. They provide the lifetime income, which many people need and most people don't have, guaranteed you will never lose principal. And that's the key. You will never go down, you'll never go backwards. And they do provide lifetime income. And long-term care, you're going to get some rate increases. Some of the companies are having problems, and you need to, when they send their statement out to you, look at that carefully. What are my options? And like I said, if you have a question, give me a call at 651-436-3997. Be delighted to run through it with you because there are things you can do without losing your coverage, and that's what you don't want to do. Join us again next week on the Wise Money Show. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Experience counts now more than ever when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts, and Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.